The crescent-shaped red blood cells of sickle cell disease cause pain and can block blood flow, damaging organs. They're the result of a mutation in hemoglobin, the protein that carries oxygen. But CHOP scientist Gab Blobel says only adult hemoglobin is mutated. Prior to birth, sickle cell babies use fetal hemoglobin and are protected.
Many years ago, they discovered that patients that fail to completely turn off this fetal hemoglobin after birth and maintain fetal globin expression throughout adulthood, they tend to experience a much milder course of the disease.
Ever since, Blobel says scientists have been trying to come up with ways to increase fetal hemoglobin. His approach draws on basic research investigating how genes are turned on in cells. Understanding how DNA physically interacts with itself and other proteins, often in shoelace-like loops.
We then found a way to actually alter these looped structures of chromosomes, specifically at the genes that make hemoglobin, to turn on the fetal genes and at the same time turn off the adult hemoglobin gene that has the sickle cell disease mutation.
For human cells growing in culture, the team succeeded in switching 85% of the hemoglobin to the fetal kind. Blobel says the next goal is curing the disease in mice, which, if successful, could lead to clinical trials in 2 to 3 years. I'm Jessica McDonald, WHYY News.